For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Facebook reportedly gave companies like Netflix, Spotify, and others access to users' data without the users even knowing it. That's according to the New York Times, which looked over internal documents that show a number of companies had access to things like private messages. This shows how data has become a commodity to be sold and bartered. Facebook not only turned over its users' data to companies like Microsoft, but also data from their friends without getting the consent of the people whose data they were sharing. In response, Facebook says, "We know we got work to do to regain people's trust. Protecting information requires strong teams, better technology, and clearer policies." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
John Clemens reports the price of gas is going down.
The national average is now at $2.36 a gallon. Dan McTagg of GasBuddy.com describes as an early Christmas present for motorists.
If you look at it compared to this time last week when we were paying $2.42 a gallon, we're down almost 6 cents on that front. If you look at where we were, say, a month ago, we're down almost 28 cents a gallon, which puts us well over the fact that this time last year, average cost of fill up here in America was about 7 cents more expensive.
A Seattle suburb was hit with a tornado. It damaged several homes and toppled trees, reports KIRO Radio's Heather Bosch.
The National Weather Service says a tornado touched down south of Port Orchard just before 2 local time. Port Orchard is about 21 miles west of Seattle, about an hour and a half by ferry. What we don't know is how large this tornado was. Authorities will be checking data tomorrow and looking at debris to determine how big it was.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A Christmas party tragedy in Georgia. USA's Robin Walensky reports.
Family members head outside on their deck to pose for pictures when suddenly the wood structure gives way.
We were getting ready to snap a photo. I just blacked out.
15 people, ranging in age from 19 to 70, standing on the deck at the time. This woman tells WSB-TV in Atlanta.
I stood up, I rolled over, and I saw my sister, her foot sticking out her boot. But I'm the only one that didn't get injured, because I think I fell on two people that saved me from getting injured.
And this neighbor says he hears all the screaming and runs to help out.
To the point where moving their cars and helping, you know, the ambulance come down and seeing how severe it is, and they even got a helicopter lift on it, so that was crazy.
Two people airlifted to the hospital with broken bones.
Arizona's Republican governor has filled a U.S. Senate seat again. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Governor Doug Ducey names Republican Congresswoman Martha McSally to replace outgoing Senator John Kyle, who announced a few days ago he'll step down at the end of the month after he was appointed to replace the late Senator John McCain. The seat becomes open again in 2020. McSally recently lost a tough Senate contest to Democratic Congresswoman Kyrsten Sinema in a race to replace outgoing Arizona Senator Jeff Flake. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News,